as we welcome Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio, as is customary, the morning after City Council meetings. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lori.
As always, thank you for your time.
No, happy to be here. Thank you.
A four-page agenda, about half of it, though, procurements for the budget year 2024, but some of it we want to go through.
Yep.
And before we do, as we just heard John Nodar say, there's no rain in sight, and we've had very little since the past month or so when we dropped to phase one voluntary of the water conservation plan. How are we doing on water now?
We're doing really well. We are probably on average, I get water totals every day. About 7 million gallons a day is what we're using. Obviously, you know, we said this summer a lot of it in that specific month was due to the extreme heat and lack of rain. Obviously, our temperatures are a little bit cooler. Grass is going dormant. People aren't watering as much. So, no, our usage just looks good right now.
That's good because look, we haven't had a drop.
We have not had a drop.
Well, good to know. People will text me every now and then. Can I water my lawn?
So. Yeah, we're just keeping ourselves in that voluntary phase, you know, just asking people to be mindful of it. But again, it's just the same things we should do as good citizens is conserve when we can.
Okay. And on to the city council. Anything on the work session that you want to mention before we move on to the meeting?
I don't think so. Okay. Nothing on the work session.
And your mayor's report last night?
Right. We actually had an update on the Fairhope High School 100th year celebration. We had the ladies there who've been organizing that. So if anybody's interested in finding out details of that celebration, you can go to FHS100.com, and all the information is there about a whole weekend worth of activities on November 3rd and 4th. So It's going to be a fun weekend here in Fairhope. Also mentioned Coffee with the Mayor on that's coming up this Thursday at the Rec Center at 9. So that's, again, an informal overview of what's happening in the city and then just time for questions and answers. We also talked about the Witch's Ride, which happens on Thursday evening.
I heard you say 700 witches.
700 witches will roll sight through downtown. And that begins at the intersection of Fairhope Avenue and Bancroft, right there by Coastal Alabama. There will be some street closures, and we are blocking streets, so just pay attention to the signs. We also have downtown trick-or-treat on Friday with Fairhope Elementary School West, so there'll be lots of little ghosts and goblins running around downtown. And then, of course, on Saturday morning between 8 and 12, downtown streets, kind of the T between Magnolia and Johnson, or Magnolia and, yeah, Johnson, and then on Fairhope Avenue between Bancroft and Church, I believe, will be closed off. So just be mindful of that. Again, that's between 8 and 12 on Saturday morning, and trick-or-treating is from 10 to 12.
Okay, very good. And so congratulations to Fairhope High School's 100th and to all the witches and little goblins and ghosts this weekend. Obviously, at four pages and over 34 agenda items, we can't cover them all. I want to remind folks you can watch the meetings live or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. Let's jump to number 7, a site plan review at Magnolia and Church Street for a mixed-use development on a half an acre. That's just right down the corner from me.
There at Magnolia and Church, across from Remax, really.
Okay.
On that corner is a 7-unit development. It is mostly residential. There is some mixed use right there on Magnolia that will be residential and retail. They've just done a great job. The gentleman who's developing that came to meet with the city early, sat down with me and Hunter Simmons. And really, if you're going to do a development in Fairhope, I mean, this is what we love to see. He has been a great steward of the trees. The trees are really important to him. He wanted to maintain green space. He elevated stairwells over the tree roots. I mean, has just done a great job. And everything that we've asked, he's accommodated. All parking is on site. There's 7 units. There's 14 spaces, two vehicles per unit. It's going to be a great development. It's beautiful. The conceptual that we've seen, it's beautiful. And again, just being a good steward of that property and making sure we maintain that tree canopy.
Is that the lot where there's an older house and lots of azaleas and trees?
There is. Okay. Lots of azaleas and the trees right there, the oak trees that are right there at church and in Magnolia.
And he's putting in more parking.
He is putting in more parking. He
okay.
is.
You said 14 spaces?
He's putting in 14 spaces. The only really concessions that we are making, and this is more about the trees, is typically we would require an 8-foot sidewalk. We are allowing it to be 6-foot just simply because we're trying to protect some of those tree roots.
Okay.
But all utilities are on site. You know, they've allocated for, you know, for garbage and recycling pickup. I mean, you've really done a great job.
And that was approved.
It was approved.
The next one, a site plan extension request. Remind us what this was that was approved a year ago. Southeast corner of County Road 48 and Highway 98. They're requesting a one-year extension.
And that's Starbucks, actually, that's going in the Big Lots shopping center right there in the middle of it.
Okay.
Big Lots has an air contract with the shopping center that there can't be any major construction going on during the holiday season. So that would be in November and December. So basically, they had to get an extension so they can start construction in January.
Okay. All right. And number nine looks like we're going to participate with the state of Alabama for sidewalks on Parker Road from 98 to what is SR 42?
It's scenic route 42, I'm assuming, but it's basically scenic route 98. It's coming through, so it's going to go from Parker Road from Highway 98 or Greeno to Scenic 98.
Oh, okay. I was confused by what that was. Yeah. Well, that makes sense because that's a lovely oak covered
it is
area.
Well, and it's good because it kind of connects the Triangle property and the Eastern Shore Trail and takes them over to 98, and there'll be some pedestrian signaling there at that intersection getting you across to Publix.
Okay.
And then once you cross, there's a nice sidewalk, of course, between Rock Creek and M104.
And speaking of the Triangle, you were submitting a land and water conservation grant for construction of park facilities at the North Triangle Park.
Right. So we have a master plan, of course, for the Triangle. We did get right at $1 million Mesa grant, which we know is not going to cover all the trail design and everything. So we are applying for this grant. It will actually be awarded in summer of 24. So there's just components of that master plan that we are applying for that land water conservation grant.
And this is the, 300 or so acres as you enter Fairhope on...
It's actually 104.
Excuse me, yes. Sorry, 100 yep. acres. Yep. And this is this what is in a conservatorship?
It's similar to that. It's, you know, we deeded it to Single Tax, and they deeded it back to us, so we could put some conservation restrictions on there. Things like you can't put lighting in the interior of the park. You can't, no utilities are allowed, so nobody could come in there and do like a telecom tower.
It's not with South Alabama Land
it's
Trust
not,
or some
it's
other.
Not.
There was a discussion of that.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember
there
the
is not.
Okay.
It's
all right. Let's see here. Number 13. Turning lanes, left and right, turning lanes on Volanta Avenue. You're submitting an A-trip grant. This project would cost $1.6 million, but the city's cost would only be about $300,000.
Actually, in the city's hard cost would be about $96,000 because we do have some cost share there with a developer who is building on in that area. No, yeah, with the developer who's building in that area.
That senior center place?
Correct.
Okay.
So we do have a hard match, about $96,000.
Well, that's nice.
This is the third time we've applied for this grant. Anybody who's gone to a football game or been on Volanta knows that intersection is really too narrow. The median is. You can't pull out there in order to get, you know, if you're going to head north, you can't pull into the median to be able to make that turn. So really need to do some improvements there. And we've been talking about this for several years. I mean, it's just kind of one of our scary intersections. So hopefully third time will be a charm.
Okay. Number 14 is $58,000 for a state-of-the-art warning system for mass notification. Is this to replace the one downtown or to further reach other residences?
So it is going to be an upgrade to the one downtown. It will reach downtown and to the Bay Area. And this is a lot, you know, mainly about special events. It's a multi-purpose system, so it will have speakers that will be located throughout downtown, so it will give us that mass notification during special events or any time if we had a lost child during tree lighting, you know, those kind of things mm-hmm. that we always have to announce, Lori. So, again, it's going to be an upgrade to the current system that we have.
Okay. Number 16, explain this bond council for the Fairhope Airport Authority. Corey mentioned it briefly yesterday.
This was actually pulled last night. So basically, you have to have bond counsel, and this is the bond counsel actually works for the same firm that our city attorney works for. So we have to have this engagement letter to allow that to happen, so there's no conflict of interest. But we did remove this. Basically, the airport authority is needing to, they wanted the city to co-sign on a loan, but I don't think that we're going to do that. There's going to be some other options, so we did pull that because we don't think we're even going to need to use bond counsel.
Okay, he indicated that he was not in favor of that either. And it's the new council president, or will be officially sworn in next meeting.
He will,
correct.
He will.
Okay. I always look for the big numbers, mm-hmm. and this is a huge infrastructure improvement. Number 17, mm-hmm. natural gas engineering consulting services for cast iron pipe replacement, phases 1 through 6, not to exceed $500,000.
So last year, we budgeted actually $1 million, and we only approved $500,000 of that $1 million. They went ahead and completed things like a leak survey and the design of phase one for the cast iron replacement. This $500,000 will actually do the design on phases 2 through 6. Further down the agenda, you will see that they approved the first phase of the cast iron replacement at $1.3 million, which we had $2.5 million, which is what we thought the estimate would be, but it came in at $1.3 million, so we saved some money there. But there are some federal grants, they're called PHMSA grants, that we can apply for. There's a lot of money coming down federally to be able to do this cast iron replacement because it is mandated by the federal government that you do it. So we're hoping phases 2 through 6, because this money's available for like for the next 5 years, that we will be able to apply for those grants. Now that we have an engineered plan in place, we'll be able to apply for those grants, and hopefully will not cost our ratepayers any additional money.
And this is all part of your massive infrastructure upgrading.
It is.
Okay.
This has actually been mandated, Lori, for the past 20 years. We've known that by 2040, we have to remove all cast iron from our gas system, and we just have kind of been kicking the can down the road, to be honest. So now we have an engineered plan. We have somebody that we're working with. We can apply for grants, and we will continue to work this every year till we have all of our cast iron removed.
What is 22? I missed this yesterday. Equix Energy Services for Cowpen Creek Boring, $56,000.
Right. This is actually a 12-inch water line that has to be bored under Cowpen Creek. So that's just to do that project. And that's out near County Road 33.
You read my mind. I was going to ask you where that was. And for the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department, a new pumper fire truck has been ordered. Guess what they cost these days, ladies and gentlemen? $860,000.
Yes, and I was hoping that I had that with me, Lori, and I should have brought it with me. People are going to be so excited about this. It is, they don't have a picture of it in here, but the fire truck, we are having to order this. This is a replacement truck for a 1999 model. It will be housed at the Fairhope Airport. But again, this will take 3 years to get this truck in.
Wow.
So it'll be divided over 3 years in the budget, but it's actually got a Fairhope Pirate design to it.
Oh, cool.
A lot of communities
communities
are branding their trucks a little bit differently. So this one is a Fairhope Pirate truck.
Is the $860,000 then only a third of the cost
no,
of
that's
the truck?
That's the total cost.
Okay. All right. And this is always interesting, how much it costs for our beautiful flowers. And I think they're worth every penny. Number 25, annual flower procurement, $111,000.
This is the $111,000. This is for the flowers, but then we also have a soil bid on here, which is item number 27. That's mm-hmm. an additional $70,000. You know, flowers do not grow if they don't have the right soil mix. So we have a tried and true formula here that we are not going to sway from. So about $200,000 that we've approved. And again, that is the annual budget on flowers. And I tell people all the time when they ask me about that budget, you know, we don't do any advertising. We don't spend any money on that. I tell people all the time, we plant our advertising dollars.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. All right. That's a very good way to look at it. Let's see here. I'm going to skip to page 4. What happened with the recommendation from the Street and Traffic Control Committee to lower the speed limit in downtown to 15 miles an hour?
It passed. And there was some discussion on that.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah. There was some discussion on it. I think, you know, the hardest thing about downtown is there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. It's gotten very congested and very crowded. So, you know, people will complain. They'll say, oh, well, we passed a police officer, or we saw a car speeding and a police officer passed them. Well, you can't flip around in downtown. There's no way to do that. Like, a police officer has to be, like, right behind somebody. And typically, if you're behind somebody, they're not going to be speeding. So this is an effort to be able to slow people down in downtown and just really watch out for those pedestrians. Again, you know, if you give them a 25 speed limit, they're going 30, 35. If you give them a 15, we're hoping that they're going to go 20, 25.
Got it.
So again, it's just mainly in that central business district just to slow folks down.
I'm trying to determine what the set Oak Avenue to Morphy, north and south, Mershon to Summit, east and west. What about Fairhope Avenue and Section Street?
So basically what we're going to be doing is, you're familiar with the electronic signs. So there's one right there before Bayou. Mm-hmm. As you come up the hill. So basically what we'll do is we'll change those signs to 15. We'll post a sign under them that says Downtown Fairhope, so people will know that that's the speed limit in Downtown Fairhope. So we're looking at the perimeter. So it's going to be section from basically Bayou Oak all the way down to Morphy, because that's the central business district.
Got it,
and
yeah.
Then you're going to have on Fairhope Avenue, you're going to have that electronic sign that's right there at Fairwood. We'll notice it there. So it'll be basically there. It'll be from Mershon to Summit on Fairhope Avenue.
Okay, okay? I see. Now, boundaries being, so
correct.
Basically encompassing all of downtown.
It is, encompassing all of downtown.
And that will become effective as soon as when?
I mean, that we can change the electronic signs. We'll obviously give some grace period, but yeah, I mean, they can do it whenever they're ready.
Right, and
yeah.
You'll have some hard signs.
We will.
As
we will.
Well. Okay.
We
will. Let's see here. What else? A Fairhope Film Festival request, and of course, I'm sure they were approved to be able to use the streets as needed for the upcoming Fairhope Film Festival.
They were.
November 8th through the 12th. And liquor license for, let's see, Cat Foo Restaurant Group, 61 North Section.
And that's the old Camellia Cafe location.
Okay, okay.
And then number 38, R Bistro, and I know there will be several people who are glad to see this. That looks to maybe be the old, Fish River Grill.
Fish River Grill.
Scenic 98.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, that's what it looks like to me.
Okay.
And then, of course, the next one is just Piggly Wiggly doing a wine walk at the Civic Center.
Okay. All right. What is not on the agenda that you would like to mention?
One thing that I just want to tell people, obviously, we have a lot going on in downtown.
The several utility trucks out putting the lights up for the lighting of the trees, which is November 16th.
November 16th.
Okay.
But it's mainly that Gaston Plaza right there, the clock corner.
Right.
There's a lot of construction going on there, a lot of concrete pouring and pavers being put in. You know, I'm asking all city vehicles to try to avoid the downtown area. And again, for the next couple weeks, there's going to be a flurry of activity trying to get everything ready for the tree lighting. So just ask people to be mindful of that. Please watch out for the people who are working on that plaza. You know, use a different route if you can instead of coming through downtown, and just allow us a little bit of grace in that area.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Sherry Sullivan, for your time.
Thank
you, Lori.
We look forward
to you joining us the second and fourth Tuesday of each month here at WABF. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 8:43 and 65 degrees. Good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, delays continue I-10 eastbound, but wreckers are now on the scene of the accident around the 33-mile marker. But you will see delays as you come out of the Wallace Tunnel, so multiple mile back up there still. Use the causeway if you have to get over towards the eastern shore over the next